You're listening to Wholehearted with Jenny Muscatel, bringing you 10-minute wholehearted interviews from people whose lives have been impacted by CHD. Join us each Monday by tuning in to www.christianmix106.com at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear about God in the midst of their stories. This is Jenny Muscatel, and you are listening to Wholehearted, where we have honest, faith-filled conversations with people whose lives have been impacted by congenital heart disease. Joining us today is Kat Hansen, the co-author of Hope and Courage, Six Life Lessons from the Parents of a Child with Congenital Heart Disease. She and her husband, Tom, have two children, their daughter, Audrey, and son, Harding, who was born with hypoplastic right heart syndrome, coarctation of the aorta, and transposition of the great arteries. Through it all, God has been with them, and I'm so grateful to have her here with us today to share her experience.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
I'd love to just kind of jump in and go back to that moment that you find out you have this little baby, and you find out this baby has a heart condition, and what that was like for you.
Yeah, so I always liken it to, you know, in big war movies, and they kind of show a bomb going off from the character's perspective, and all you can hear is just like ringing and everything's muffled around you. The minute that the doctor had come in to tell us that Harding had CHD was like that. I heard congenital heart disease, didn't know what it was, but she did tell me that he has half a heart and there's multiple things wrong with it. And I can't go into detail with you right now about what all those things are, but we're going to send you over to Cincinnati Children's right now to go meet with a pediatric cardiologist. And so I faintly heard that like we weren't staying in this office and we were going to go somewhere else, but it was instant fear. Mm-hmm. Just like, what is happening? You know, you don't expect going into an ultrasound appointment to find out the gender. You expect that to be a very exciting, happy time. And it just changed so quickly from being excited that we were having a boy to, oh my gosh, what is about to happen to our family?
It sounds like, you know, you're there, you're getting this news. And suddenly, not only are you faced with fear, but all kinds of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
They said he couldn't tell you all the details. And so you have this bomb go off in your lap. And you don't know the outcome. You don't know what's going to happen at all. Doubt you'd be scared. How did your faith walk through that part of the process?
Well, pretty instantly, I was like, God, I need you right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it was in that moment, because I felt so scared and because I felt so fearful, and like, Tom didn't know what was going on, you know, and usually like your spouse or your partner would be the person you would go to get some reassurance. And he's like, I don't know what's going on. I've never heard of congenital heart disease. So very instantly, you know, I went inwardly and was like, God, I need you right now because I don't know what's going on and I don't know what's going to happen. Because in my mind, it was, does that mean he's not going to be born? Like, he's not going to make it full term? Like, I had no idea. And so I was going through all these fears. And then the next thing us heart moms like to do is blame ourselves.
Yeah.
So what did I do wrong during the pregnancy? What did I drink? What did I eat? Am I too overweight? Like, is that what caused it? When you Google CHD, like one of the statistics that pops up, which you should never Google it. If you're listening, don't Google the causes for it. But one of them was like being overweight can cause it, but there's no direct link. But because I'm a woman and we're all insecure about our weight, I was like, it's because of these extra pounds I'm carrying around that caused this, and just hating myself. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I really felt like God say, hey, just calm down. I'm here with you. That's it. I mean, that is what I felt like. His presence was just like, I'm here. I'm here with you. You're not walking through this alone right now. So that is how my faith kind of played into that moment.
I can relate to what you're saying about a word. I know for myself, when I was going through one of my daughter's procedures, God would just give a word. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing about God sometimes, is that's all he needs to give, because just his word alone is a huge comfort, be it one word, be it a verse, be it just a whisper. Do you find that that comfort that you would get would kind of go back and forth
I always felt comfort when I was taking the time to be in God's word, to pray. Like, he was never not showing up. Whenever I sought him, he was there. And I felt that peace and I felt that comfort. The times that I didn't were the times where I was just numbing myself and just trying to escape the hardship, you know, watching your child go through such a harrowing disease. And so I always felt comforted when I was intentional about seeking out the Lord and asking him to be with me, for his help to heal hearting, like all those things.
Was there any point in time that you questioned him?
The very beginning, I was very much like, why, God? Why? That is the question we all ask, I feel like, no matter if you are in the CHD world or not, is when something bad happens, when a hardship comes, we say, why, God? Why is this happening to me? Why is it happening at all? Why is this happening to my son? Why is this happening to my family? I mean, there were moments when I was so upset over all of it while still pregnant with Harding before I gave birth, and just so mad at God that I would just be curled up into a ball on my living room floor sobbing and saying those words, why? Like, why is this happening to our family? But what I love about God is that he can take it. Mm-hmm. He can take your questions. He can take your anger. Mm-hmm. He can take it all, and he welcomes it, because that's part of what being in a relationship with someone is. It's accepting them for who they are at all times, good or bad, and loving them regardless. And that's what God does for us.
That's so true. You know, I think a lot of times it can be easy to think that we have to have it all together before we go to God. And that's not at all how he feels. Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He wants us to come to him with every prayer, petition, request. So, you know, that really stands out to me that you say that, because it's so important to know that that's the kind of love and relationship that God provides, you know, come to me as you are.
Yeah, there was definitely the temptation to be like, well, I've got to be the perfect Christian in this. Like, I live in a community of friends and family who believe in God. And I sometimes felt that pressure to be like, well, I've got to appear like I've got it all together. Like, I'm trusting God 100% all the time. I never waver. But very quickly found out that was unsustainable. Like, I couldn't not be broken in front of them. And in fact, it's our brokenness that invites God in. There's not room for God if we're perfect. Right. So, yeah, it was a very unique and bonding time for me and God, and one that I had never experienced before. I've been through hardships before, obviously, and some big ones, but this was just so close to home. You know, it was my child. This was my family. And it was about to turn our world upside down.
So what do we do when those hardships come that are so big that they can turn your world upside down? Tune in next week, Monday night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear part 2 of Kat's story. Thank you for joining us today on Wholehearted, and thank you for listening to Christian Mix 106. Thank you for listening to Wholehearted. Remember to catch new episodes each Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ChristianMix106.com. To learn more about Jenny, you can visit her website at JennyMuscatel.com.